This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm there, I'm talking to Charlie Rose, and there's the cameras and the chairs, and you're going like, tell me about what you're doing, tell me about your career and everything, and I'm like bored, and I'm like, whatever, yeah. You know, because it's like, I knew he was going to interview me, and it was just like a matter of when.
It's always... Whenever I go in there, I'm like, oh my God, I know he's going to try and like interview me. And
yes,
stuff.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm sitting down.
Yes.
I'm trying to let's like have a coffee or something.
And then,
I'm like, okay, here we go. I can tell when he's about to do it.
He's like starting to, gets that like question mouth, where his mouth is like sort of in like the question mark shape. Yes. And he goes to ask me and he goes like, so I hear you're doing this thing. I mean, I hear you're working on like this podcast now. And I slap him. And I grab his tie and I go, hey, Charlie, I'm show running a podcast right now. I'm the showrunner of it. So why don't you get those words in your mouth before you talk about it? I'm doing some podcast thing.
Yeah.
You know, because think about it, Hayes.
That's what I say too. I say I'm co-show running.
Yes, I'm co-show running it with my partner. Mm-hmm. We're both practically executive producers on it. Mm-hmm. Get the credit right before you talk about my podcast.
He did it on purpose.
He's messing with me. Because it's like he's going to force me to get interviewed and then he's going to try to hold it over me.
And to get a big response out of you too, because that's just like...
Because it goes viral. Obviously, it went viral.
Sure goes viral.
Everybody's sharing it
now. He wants to
get
beaten up every episode, basically, now. He does end up getting beaten up.
No, yeah.
On purpose.
He catches an enormous punch.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, for me, was so big, they had to cancel the show for a long time. And I don't know when it's coming back. Knocked him clean out of his trousers. So,
hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names.
To Kicking Butt and Dropping Names. Of the carpet linebacker, always in this industry, we call showbiz. Mookie's here.
What up, what up? Hey, Mookie man.
Mookie does so many shows, and you've done the other...
He's doing the work on the shows, and he's doing all the comedy. Right?
Yeah, I mean, when you're here long enough, you kind of get a pile of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
And they compile those shows on a little website called IMDb.
That's right.
Okay. And we're getting into it. We're getting into it right away then, into the meat of this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good for you to pump it too, because the more clicks you get, the more like you can get likes on your IMDb. Mm-hmm. People don't realize this. Mm-hmm. Your IMDb page can get Facebook likes.
Right now, I'm not in control of my IMDb page. I've lost control of it.
Sure, yeah.
Because I'm not paying for IMDb Pro.
It's expensive to get in there and be able to dictate what...
Yeah.
And there's an embarrassing... My main photo is an embarrassing photo of me in a bathtub.
Oh, no.
So hackers have taken control of your IMDb.
Somebody,
they're holding it hostage.
It's ransomware. The day that whatever subscription I had ended, somebody... You know, like when a celebrity dies and like this, like 2 minutes after they're dead, their Wikipedia page says like was and it has their death date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like that. The second I lost it, somebody went and put the most embarrassing photo of me that someone else uploaded as my main photo. And that's like what is on my IMDb page.
It's okay.
Disgusting. Is it a vengeful ex? Was it her girlfriend?
I was going to say, is it revenge porn?
Oh, okay.
And then with some of the new legislation, can we now get this person put in jail?
This is not a personal photo. It was from a project.
Oh, okay.
And
Project Greenlight. Do you remember?
So, I sure do. Stolen Summer.
I thought it was maybe the secret girlfriend had put it up, which is something on your your IMDb.
It was from
brag about projects. Yeah, but no, it's okay.
It's
we
from
do
a
that
little
here.
Show called "Don't Trust the Bee" in apartment 23.
Okay,
where I'm sitting in a bathtub full of strawberry jam.
Did the bee take the photo?
No. I don't even know who did. I think it's a screenshot.
What do they – I hear for instead of strawberry jam on show, you know, to like get the right look on camera, they use blood. Is that true?
They color the – it was eucalyptus gel, but they color it with human blood.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Oh, okay.
That makes sense because blood does not refreshing. Really look like
Yeah.
No, it doesn't – it doesn't right away have the right texture. Yeah. You would need to plan really far ahead.
Yeah.
Because I have a bucket of blood that is about jam congealed now.
Yeah.
But that's from almost 2 years ago.
You also don't
when you were auditioning for that role.
Well, then let's talk about it. We auditioned for the same role.
Did we?
Yeah. It happens.
And the blood was too
And the blood was liquidy. Too crazy.
BYOB, bring your own.
Bring blood. Your own blood bucket. And so let's talk a little bit just about this episode we're going to do.
Yes, first, we cannot use any of this. This is just for, you know.
That's
like,
too
this
topical because don't trust the bees.
Already I'm falling into my old habits.
Too time stamped.
Yes,
so,
we can't do this.
Adam Sachs, our fearless leader.
For a couple years now, but.
Huh? Yeah. But not that long, but it's pretty fresh in everybody's mind. But Adam Sachs, our
fearless.
And
what if it comes back by the time this airs? Like, if we're going to do an Evergreen episode, what if it's
Shut
back?
Up.
That's true.
Well, I'm just explaining.
I'm talking.
We're not using this.
Exactly. Adam Sachs, our fearless leader here at Earwolf, gave us a little bit of a directive where he said, guys, you have to have an Evergreen episode. You have to record one where there's no specifics. You don't talk about anything political, any of the movies, any pop culture stuff now, because we need to have something in the chamber ready to be released.
So we want to do this Evergreen episode. It's September 2016 now,
mm-hmm.
But we want an
September 8th.
Yes, but we want to be able to release this at any time in case something bad happens.
Yes, in case something bad happens. You know, Hayes and I are on the same flights a lot, stuff like that, where mm-hmm. he goes like, in case something happens where you guys either can't release an episode and we need time to prepare a statement about how you're dead, you're in a coma, you don't exist anymore.
Have to be that because we will always, like, we do the show.
We love our
whatever.
Fans too much. We love our fans too much.
We will never not do the show. We did the show when it was raining.
Oh, you remember? I've done it in the rain once.
We did the show. I was snorkeling in the lake, you remember?
Oh,
and yeah. I surfaced right where a duck had just pooped.
Yeah, and some of it got in his mask. Got in yeah. through the mask.
And 2 days later, I did do the show.
Yeah.
And we I barely talked about that.
We did the show when I had to, and I don't want to get too graphic, and again, we're not going to use this part anyway, but when I had to go to the bathroom, and then I did go to the bathroom, and it was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt. So we basically will do it under any circumstances. So there's no way that they're ever going to release this one, and I want to apologize to you, Mookie, this great guest who we haven't had before, and we probably aren't ever going to play this one. It could be a classic episode, but people won't hear it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a disaster would have to happen then.
And we can't have you promote anything because it would be too connected to the time that it was released.
Ooh, I've got a lot to promote.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And
I know.
Don't try to, like, do something to our car or whatever. So, like, oh, like, now my episode will air. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, cut the brake
lines.
Does this
now make me number one suspect
if anything does happen to you?
Wow.
But I'm saying it won't. Wow. I'm just saying it won't work. It just won't. Like, I'm just bringing it up to say it won't, like.
The bottom line is Hayes is stronger than a car.
Yes.
And we found that out the hard way. Mm-hmm. By trying to hit him with a car. As a joke. We did this demolition derby thing. And we thought, well, wouldn't it be funny if the whole thing is all the cars are trying to demolish Hayes instead of demolish each other?
Mm-hmm.
And long story long, all the cars got smashed up by Hayes' fists.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he ate one of them.
Okay. Is there any situation where there would be a sort of time capsule, like could we say in 10 years or something like
Carl
that?
Carl Sagan would send this into space gold vinyl album or something?
I think we want
– or we give a future date where you say, okay, if nothing's happened in 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, we open it up and we release it just for the
– Well, this leads into something I wanted to say that is not time sensitive. In 50 years, if we're all still single,
mm-hmm.
I think we should get married, the three of us. And
Sean and I have been saying this for a long time, with you specifically. Mm-hmm.
From it's the way like the marriage laws are going, I think it's going to be okay for three of us to get married. Mm-hmm. Because some of the changes they're making just recently, it seems like it's a free-for-all out there.
That might be too normy in the future.
Yes.
For three people getting married?
That's the risk we're taking, is if the three of us get married in the future.
Is that we seem kind of square, kind of vanilla. But let's all promise to do it, don't you think?
I think that would be great. You say if we're still single.
If we're all still single.
Mm-hmm. Assuming we're all single now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are. Neither one of us are, you know, married or anything.
Yeah, right now, we are both single.
Mm-hmm. And well, then what's going on for you? Oh, good. Oh, good.
Okay, great. So maybe for the purposes of this, we should not say, so it is evergreen. Mm. We should not say whether or not the three of us are married.
Right.
Because if this does have to come out 50 years from now, it is possible that we'll be married when it airs.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't allude to whether or not we're married one way or another.
Yeah, that's going
to it can apply to any time.
But let's get into
maybe everyone's married. In the future, everyone's just married to each other.
Yeah, for equality. That might be what it is everyone's married to each other and to the stars. Isn't that beautiful to talk about Carl Sagan again? Mm-hmm. Let's get into some of the topics that we wanted to cover. Yeah. Because
this show we do,
way.
Like, you haven't done it. We talk about like movies and like
Hollywood like, entertainment. Hollywood I don't know. Yeah, you haven't done it before, but
yeah.
So I guess I will just say, did you guys see the big movie? Right?
Yes, that's a good, yes. And
we can use this whenever.
Okay. It would help to like get one in my head. Like, what's big now?
Snowden. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Snowden's having a huge
run
at the box office.
And we won't use this because we can't talk about Snowden specifically. I am scared of some of the pushback that could happen from seeing Snowden. Because I saw it and I was walking out and I think I was followed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because of the information I had.
Yeah, well, that thing, I went to a screening and they actually put a piece of paper over the projector screen. So it was a blank screen. Because they can, of course, you know, get into those projectors and cameras and sort of see what we're doing and see what we're watching.
Yes, you have to tape up the projector.
Yeah, NASA.
Yeah.
They get in
there. And even that, they have to scramble it. They have to scramble the audio. Yeah.
I was eating my popcorn and I realized that the bottom half, which is all normally like kernels and stuff, was all flash drives.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm eating flash drives. And then when I'm going to the bathroom, I see somebody in a little scuba mask come out and is plucking the stuff out.
A hacker.
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
A hacker had hacked into the plumbing at Earwolf and was getting in the pipes and taking the flash drives, which I don't know what was on.
So here's the thing, I about you saying what's the big movie, I wonder if after Snowden the government will no longer
have big movies.
Have movies be legal.
And so
certainly big ones.
And so we don't want to necessarily say there is a movie and that it's big because that timestamps this in a way.
Yes.
And this has got to be evergreen.
So maybe it's like less about movies and stuff and more about like
VR machines.
Yeah.
Or just like a book. I mean, are we still going to do that?
Yeah, we could talk about a book.
We know that there are more Game of Thrones books coming, correct?
Yeah, okay, the new Game of Thrones book.
Okay.
And I don't mean to take over here, but.
No, movie, no. Please.
Okay.
I mean, yes, you are dominating a little. Like, like you know, don't make a habit out of it.
Yep. Well, Hayes is pretty sensitive about that, getting steamrolled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does. It's not possible for it to happen to me, but
no,
but I do
than
like
a car.
Yes. So,
but so, what were you going to say? So, Game of Thrones.
Game
book.
Of Thrones.
So what
book.
Do you mean?
Is that like a new kind of book?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Is Game of Thrones book an ancient book?
Is it
that
cuneiform?
Sure. I mean the
it would help
the subject
for
subject matter certainly is archaic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it would help, I think, for you to just explain what this is.
If I could say something smart about Game of Thrones outside of this, they're actually history books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, if you know anything about history, they're actually, you know, it's these fantasy, ooh, it's dry, it's... They're actually history books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called allegory, folks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, but go ahead.
Well, the Game of Thrones series are a series of books written by a fat old man. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm.
That we can always say.
Yep. And yes. They're – it's
– we're still going to have that.
Mm-hmm. They're like, considered –
Wally.
Yeah.
You've seen Wally?
They're considered fantasy novels, but they're about basically a sort of fantasy world in which there are several factions and families and areas of the world that are fighting for to be in control of the world. Mm.
And there's like a brave king.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone
there
strong?
Are brave kings and there are kings not as brave.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody strong?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Strong
Sam
and
probably reads in and is like, oh, that's me. Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm we sorry, actually shouldn't use Engineer Sam.
Oh, my God.
Just because
yes,
we
that's right.
did we get should. That email and he's not going to be – like if they release this more than 3 months from now, he's going to be like
– right.
They're not. He's not going to work here.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Did you get an email recently about that, Sam?
Putting the headphones on. No,
I did not.
You didn't get it.
You didn't get it? Okay, yeah. That's what
that makes sense.
Yeah, because I didn't see your name in the email. They emailed everyone at the
company.
What was
it about?
Just house cleaning.
Oh, nice.
Little house cleaning.
A studio cleanup and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, in a manner of speaking.
It was about – it was Adam Sachs asking if anyone
– oh, I love Adam.
He was asking if anyone had a motorcycle bomb, not for anyone's specific motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if any, like.
Motorcycle bong? How would you smoke out of it?
No, no. I didn't say. That's funny, but I didn't say. I wish I'd said motorcycle bong, but I said bomb.
That actually could be really funny. Mookie, this is going to always be topical.
Sure.
You get blazed lately, man. You yes. keep any of that kind,
man. I don't touch the stuff.
You smoke it a kush.
It. You don't do it.
Yeah. Makes me feel really uncomfortable and paranoid. It's good. Okay. But it's fun though to watch. Yeah,
it's fun to watch other people do
it's
it.
It's fun to sort of get in the circle and so say no thanks.
Yeah. It keeps somebody's holding it right up in front of their face. Yeah, they go, you man, and you go like, I'm good, man.
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
But you enjoy.
I'll skip the puff puff and I'll go right to the pass.
Yeah, pass it on.
Yeah. But you watch shows.
And nothing is cooler than handing a joint to a friend.
Oh, yeah, no. That's Clint
cool.
Eastwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's original badass stuff.
What I like is my high school friends who would be like, my addiction actually runs in my family. And I would be like, oh, I respect that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's badass.
Yeah. No, that's legendary. Yeah, I like telling people I have asthma. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just let them know, like, I've been around the block
like
and
I,
back.
Yes, I would do it. And I basically have done it.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm basically doing it already because just breathing for me is as difficult as smoking is for some people.
Sometimes I'll be hanging out with friends and like I'll like just take like a little puff and I'll like full on have a panic attack.
Can I stop you? We maybe shouldn't say that you're hanging out with friends just because this is going to put this on a specific time.
Yes. And honestly, when people get married, they do lose a lot of their friend groups.
Just because it's like any of their single friends now feel weird.
And imagine if you're married to two people, imagine like what that could do to your different friends.
And you just want to stay home and watch TV most
days. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's what it winds up
it's
being.
It's comfortable.
And it's nice, but we don't necessarily want to say TV.
But like in terms of the
and
entertainment.
I don't want to stifle you.
No, but this is what we'll – so here's how to keep it evergreen, so to speak. In terms of the entertainment you consume, if you don't like smoking that stuff yourself, you do like watching people do it and listening to them do it and talking about it. That you must like that.
Of course.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite Chiba Hawks in the business?
Yeah.
Sorry, could you clarify Chiba Hawks? What?
Oh, Chiba Hawk. Okay.
Yes. And that might not be, who knows, with like the different species dying off and stuff, there might not be any Chiba Hawks.
Well, a Chiba Hawk, though, just to define it, every time you spark up a kind bud who comes swooping around.
Sure.
I see how what you're they saying. Know.
How'd they know? How'd they know?
Perfect vision from 100 feet up in the sky of seeing the kind buds running around.
It's that guy. As soon as you know.
The second
that lighter flicks on, you hear this. Mm-hmm. Can I hit that?
Oh, no.
Yes.
And I close my eyes, and there's a Cheebahawk in Mookie's seat.
Can I hit that?
That's amazing.
Can I hit that? The song of the Cheebahawk.
You got to do this. You got to do this character for Lorne, man.
Yeah.
This is ready.
This next character is called the Cheebahawk. Sup, can I hit that?
Oh, no. And it's like you spark the koosh.
Yeah.
And then what do we hear?
Sup, can I hit that?
The Cheebahawk.
If you say, sup, can I hit that one more time, I'm going to kick you out of this target.
Yeah, you're going to have to leave.
Employer.
And you got to straight man yourself sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the audition.
No, it's true. Yeah, sometimes in the audition, you have to jump into the other role and hit yourself with the straight man.
It wouldn't make sense
for
you to just,
this guy does both.
Sup, can I hit that? No, you can't hit that.
Oh, because he could be the crazy guy, but he could be the normal guy. Wow. No, you can't hit that. Imagine you say that to a Cheebahawk. What would they say, probably?
What?
They are like they didn't hear it because they're hoping maybe they heard you wrong.
And then, so can I hit that? No, you can't hit this.
What?
What? I said you can't hit this.
Oh.
Sup, can I hit that?
Okay.
And then he's back at it. And then he's back
doing the same thing again.
Feedback loop.
And where's Mookie in that? Mookie's saying basically like, no, thank you, or I'm staying out of it. Like,
what's Mookie doing?
Because in any audition like scene like that, you should kind of have yourself, like
insert
the real
yourself.
Authentic
sure,
person.
Sure, of course. Mookie's kind of, Mookie's in the other room with a nice, beer.
Beer. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Chugging. Shotgun.
Yeah, sipping.
Yeah.
I don't want to get a stomach ache.
Freaking chandeliers. Yeah. You play chandeliers still, Mookie?
I haven't played in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, are you serious?
Yeah.
Were you too busy playing Anchorman or baseball or 7-Eleven doubles?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All that.
Or that freaking Jenga one where you write like waterfall on the freaking Jenga piece. You pull out and you're like, gotta do a waterfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll have a beer
drink
too.
Drink the beer.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't want soda. like if that's what you use to like get loose or whatever, that like that's cool, but it actually is even more dangerous. And it's like They talk about weed as like being this like scary poison
or whatever.
Oh, that's
so insane to me that weed is like illegal when meanwhile everyone's poisoning themselves with this friggin' poison drink.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's legal. You can get it at a store.
Yes.
You can get it at a grocery store.
Yes. And like eating chips with like – that's poison. Chips are poison.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Chips are more poisonous.
With additives?
Chips are more poisonous than weed. Weed, whatever happened from eating chips and driving is you crash because you got a face full of them.
Sure.
Yes. And the barbecue dust is on your fingers and gets in your eye and you get blinded. Whatever happened from smoking weed and driving, you just go to the drive-thru again.
And chips is addiction. Yeah. For people, it is.
I tell you what's dangerous. Reality TV.
Yes, reality TV.
Okay.
Yes. So, yes. Thank you, Mookie.
Oh, God, yes. And this is
unfortunately,
you want to talk about an addiction.
Unfortunately,
this is
evergreen.
Because there is not going to be a version of this society where we are not subjected to keeping up with the goings-on of some of these cretins.
Yes.
Celebutards.
Yes. We'll be like breathing into like nuclear dust or whatever, but there's gonna be like a camera guy there being like, can we like get
can,
to like a
can we get a Snooki? Can we get a sound bite? You know,
right?
Snooki.
And unfortunately,
Snooki
is evergreen as well.
And unfortunately, Snooki does sound like Mookie, and that is not aimed at you.
No offense.
I'm not comparing you guys.
Of course not.
You're in here doing. You could do Cheebahawk. You could do a Cheebahawk's friend who doesn't want to let him hit it. I mean, you got the freaking entire artillery at your disposal.
Yeah.
You know what Snooki can do? Lip gloss. I mean, that's what these people are famous for.
Yeah. Snooki herself, and this is kind of the cycle. This is the snake eating its own tail.
Yeah.
drinks beer and eats chips.
And she is perpetuating that on television, and that is – she is part of the machine.
Yep.
And everyone thinks that she's, like, this honest, just, like, that she's, like, so real or whatever.
Frito-Lay.
But, yes, the corporations, the chips corporation –
bomb paid for.
Is saying, hey, why don't you, like, take some of these chips and eat them on camera, even though it's poison. And she – they're fake chips. When she eats them, she's not eating the poison ones that they're, like, forcing you to eat.
They set up these scenarios where it's, like, it's not even – they call it reality TV, and it's not even reality. It's scripted. The chips are fake.
It's fake.
The beer is fake.
Oh yeah.
They're
there's
props.
Nothing real about it. There's nothing real about it.
They're props.
Reality
they're
TV?
Yes.
You know what they ought to call it? Celebutard TV. I mean, that's what you're watching.
Yes.
You know? Sponsored by Frito-Lay. Brought to you by How About?
Yeah.
Frito-Lay.
And meanwhile, weed, which is from the garden, is like against the rules.
Oh yeah. It's from the Garden of Eden. If you actually read the Bible, mm-hmm. the whole Garden of Eden was just friggin' kind butts, all mm-hmm. different strains. White Widow, White Rhino, it was mm-hmm. all the white ones. Mm-hmm.
Forbidden fruit.
Yeah. Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's, yes, the forbidden fruit, if people think is an apple.
And this,
no, should take a chomp of the friggin' weed. That's what gives you knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the snake was a corporation and the government.
Can you see Adam going, sup, can I hit that?
Oh, no. Yes. Okay. And vegan Eve is like, what would she say?
No, you can't hit that.
Oh, no, Adam. Dude's got
that would be my pitch to Lauren for it becoming a recurring character. It's what if we see the Chiba Hawk in different
in
time
history,
periods throughout history?
Got the fig leaf on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, you know? I can't hit that.
Showed up. Yeah, you know.
Adam's got freaking blue balls for the weed.
Man. The cavemen making fire, making the wheel. You know what I mean? Making fire. First of all, making fire.
Year
one.
They
go, of course, you know, they go, okay, now we have fire. We have fire. We can now light. We can now spark bud. All of a sudden.
That's the first. That's what they needed the fire for.
All of a sudden, with the leopard skin onesie on and the big club, you hear, sup, can I hit that?
Yeah. No grog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. We should, instead of talking about Warren, we should probably anticipate who the next Lauren will be.
Mikey
unfortunately,
Day.
Huh?
Mikey Day.
Yeah.
We should talk about Mikey Day a little bit.
He's being groomed.
Mm-hmm. No. He's got
the
producer bone
Lauren,
in his body. He's got the producer bone in his body.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's some people who are born with it.
And he's an actor, so when he writes, he knows what an actor will want to say.
Oh, yeah. He's a natural performer.
Yeah.
And so he can write, he can act, he can produce, and
just like Lauren.
And he's just like Lauren, and he'll slide right into that seat. Mm-hmm. Lauren's keeping that chair nice and warm for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Mikey Day, probably within, I mean, what if we're saying this is ever going to get released, we're both super healthy, so it would probably not be released for 10, 15
we might be
years.
To think
I would
about
say Mikey
though,
Day will take over in 3 years.
Who's after Mikey? We might have to be thinking about.
Well, it would be whoever the new talent would be. I mean, I'm hoping if this audition goes well.
That it could potentially be Mookie.
That's true. It could be Mookie.
I don't want to.
Mikey
don't wanna,
Day, Mookie Night.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey by day, Mookie by night.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Think
Mikey
about that.
In the streets and Mookie in the sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do we want to say then that Mookie is already running? what will right. I'm sure
so
not
we should
be called
saying,
Saturday Night Live at this point?
Yeah.
Well, with Saturday, I don't think we will have days.
No,
this
we're not going to need them.
Nighttime on the
Orient.
Nighttime of the first moon.
Nighttime on the first moon,
and it might be the only show.
Lunar
also.
Cycle
I mean, we
one.
Well, like we might just kind of be referring to it as the show.
Okay, you know? So Mookie, so in this scenario, and in order to keep this evergreen, Mookie's auditioning for himself for the only show that exists, and it is unfortunately a reality show.
Oof.
Because every show
Which
in the future, I'm sure, will have become a reality
Please.
Show. Yes.
Please, the way it's going. And that's addictive, and that's poison.
And we should be maybe nicer about it. I mean, like...
No, we're going to want to be able to work on it, yeah.
Yeah. So that stuff about... And for chips, like, you know, if... Like, we don't want to be mean about chips in case...
No, in that's
future,
probably going to be the only food.
Right.
It's got enough preservatives in it.
Right. And that's good.
It'll last forever. Yeah.
Yes.
No, it lasts forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's, what do you want?
To just be gross and like all moldy and stuff?
No. Yeah. We don't want to eat. Yeah. You want to eat freaking vegetables when the whole earth is just dust.
Right. What's the safe, like a safe thing that will definitely be
around
laughing, just like how much we like to laugh.
Loving to laugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really, and
who are you?
Who is this?
Sit down.
Is the first time I've ever seen you.
Sit down. Introduce yourself.
You applying for a job here, young man?
Yes, I am applying for a job here.
Okay. What's your story?
What's my story?
Yeah, tell us about yourself.
Okay, my name is Kevin. I'm an intern for Improv for Humans and Who Charted, and I'd like to apply for a full-time job here as the production coordinator.
Okay.
What would you be at a standing desk and wear a tie?
Yeah, if that's
you're gonna have to.
Okay, I think I can do it.
Don't tell him you'll do it if it's not what you want to do.
I think it is what I want to do, though.
Okay, I'm just saying, don't.
Sure.
Don't let them humiliate you in any way and make you wear anything or do anything you don't want to do. That's just my advice.
I love seeing. Love seeing this. The old guard passing the baton, you know?
This will be interesting to see in your future career here. You talked to Adam Sachs about like whether or not you'll get a job, and I'm happy to put in a good word. But if you take that advice, take Mookie's advice going forward, and if you do maintain some self-respect and don't let people push you around,
there's no negative consequence where you don't wind up – because let's face it, stuff gets recorded here.
Yeah.
You don't wind up humiliated.
Yeah.
And having things recorded about you that then just exist online that you don't want to be said. And that's how you're known.
So
you know what I mean?
What month is it?
It's September of 2016.
September 2016.
Yeah.
So – we're trying to do an evergreen episode. So we do a podcast.
They're not going
to
release it. Oh, yeah, Kevin. Sorry. I'm Sean.
Hi, Sean. We've actually met. I've actually worked here for 6 months.
Yeah. No, I know. but what we're trying to say is we're recording an episode where that there is no time like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yes.
Time's flat circle. Mm-hmm. You seen True Detective? Just came out.
Yes, I have.
I think second season just got done airing. Wasn't as good as the first.
Lynchian.
Right.
It's almost Lynchian.
So
I feel?
Since this evergreen, like when this airs, we won't want people to like know exactly what time it is and things like that. We're just talking
or
about
where we
that,
are.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I think they just greenlit the Showtime revival of Twin Peaks.
Excited for that.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Excited for that. That should be dope.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we do with this guy?
Because
I don't know, by the time this airs, he could be the friggin' Earwolf himself.
He could be the mayor of California.
Yes.
He could be California's
biggest mayor. He could be California's mayor. Yes.
And at that point then, we may not want to have him on here and saying some of the stuff that he says, which is like, let's face it, inappropriate, nasty.
Yes.
Dirty, filthy, pervy, scummy, yucky, gross.
Yes. I've just met this guy and already like some of his hand gestures and like.
Well, he pulled up his shirt and he showed me a tattoo that he has. And the tattoo is an arrow pointing downwards underneath his belt, and it's all these little golden squares, and it says, "Follow the yellow dick road." and I go, well, what do you mean?
And there's a maze kind of inside the arrow, and there's a pen dangling from a string next to his belly button, so you can use the pen and I guess follow it down.
And it's one of those feather pens.
Oh, and there's a buxom woman lost in the maze, and she's saying, like, help, I'm starving. And Kevin is, like, watching with binoculars from, like, a tower in another tattoo. And he's going, yes, good, good.
Yes, and he's got a big cupboard of food behind him, too.
Mm-hmm.
that he could easily give to this lost starving woman.
Throwable. Oh, there's like a pneumatic tube running into the just where she is in the maze that he could be delivering the food, and he's intentionally not.
And it's real food. It's not like chips.
Yeah. And so, you know, to see that tattoo, I go, well, there's something going on for this guy.
So, yeah, I mean, I just, maybe he should just leave.
Yeah, you may.
Because I don't know what, like if he's mayor of California or if he's like, so, I mean, imagine, here's like the saddest thing I could think of. Imagine this. It's September 2016. Imagine when this airs, he is still doing the same job that he was doing then. I wouldn't even want to get into that.
Well, yeah, if he doesn't have this meteoric rise to become mayor of California, as we predicted,
but yes.
it literally airs. Kevin's in the same exact spot. He's got to listen to this.
Yeah, I would expect if it were like 8 months from now or whatever that he would have his own show or something. But what if the great tragedy of this is that he is still doing the camera thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that would really break my heart. So what we'll do is we won't talk to him at all.
Yes, I think that's right.
We'll take it off. And we'll have probably Mookie just fill in some of the dead space with one of his characters. With one of
the Chiba Hawk characters.
Yeah, Chiba Hawk, yeah.
Yeah, or that's good. Or maybe you can use Kevin as just someone like to play against.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could be
Could that
cool.
work?
Well, yes, that could work. Mm-hmm. So Kevin...
It's sort of like, and Kevin doesn't even know what's going on. This is sort of like reality TV.
So Kevin, obviously, you like to get lifted, shifted, higher than the ceiling. You love to get zooted and booted. And what we want to do is sort of capture you, and I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen, but you're sparking up. You're hitting, let's say, like a tomahawk bubbler. Uh-huh. And
with a volcano on
and
top.
And you're mowing the lawn. You're lighting just the side of it. And then weed coming whacker. Across the top. Yeah, you're the weed whacker. And as the weed whacker.
All right, I like this guy.
I want to hear you. I want to hear you whack that weed. And I'm not going to tell you who's coming to see you, okay?
Ooh, this feels like bad grandpa.
Yes. This is a little like a bad grandpa scenario. Where you're the hapless victim of bad grandpa.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead. Let me hear it.
And just act like you would.
Yeah.
Sup, can I hit that?
And what did he say to that?
Yeah, man.
No!
No, you asshole!
Yo! That's what
then
you
there's
say?
No, there's no story.
The sketch is over.
Yeah, that kills the sketch. Kind of funny.
When your game is sup, Kai hit that, as soon as you hit it, it's over.
Yeah.
That's all he wants is
the
to hit it.
The pattern is,
you have
right?
to keep letting him not hit it so he can keep saying sup, Kai hit that.
Oh, I should have known.
Oh, my gosh.
And I worry about you if just like every time a Chiba Hawk comes around, you're just saying yes when he says sub guy hit that. There's nothing left for Kevin.
And again, that goes back to stand up for yourself. You don't just have to give a hit to every Chiba Hawk that comes a knocking.
Imagine if Mary Catherine Gallagher put her fingers under her hands and then smelled them, or under her arms and smelled them, and then went, sometimes I put my fingers under my arms and I smell them like this,
and the
then everyone
was
went,
like,
yeah, me too,
yeah,
we
great.
All do that. Well, then now you can't do the sketch, can you, Kevin? And for you, Mikey Day would be furious. He'd go, why are you doing that on my show?
Sorry for butchering the sketch.
Now, do we do it again?
We have to.
All right.
So the weed whacker is in the shed. Was the tomahawk bubbler what threw you off? I mean, do you need another device?
Do you want to be ripping
a gravity bong? Maybe you got a pop-off vodka bottle that you sheared the bottom off of?
That would help.
And I want more sounds of you, like, maybe putting the various components together of your apparatus.
So you've got a trash can. You filled it up with a gallon of water. You got a pop-off vodka bottle. You sheared the bottom off of that. You just got a freaking piece of tin foil with like a spoon attached to it or something, spoon handle that you poke some holes in, you got the weed in there. And so you're kind of making, you're pumping it, right? You're slowly pumping it, kind of jacking off the bottle to get this milky cloud of smoke coming up. And let me hear some of that from you.
Yeah, you're out in the shed. So here, you start a little bit, and I'm going to do just one little brief character before the Chiba Hawk comes in to sort of establish something about your character, Kevin.
Okay. Pump, 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 pump.
But it would sound like this, right?
Honey, what are you doing out there?
Reading a book.
So if I hit that,
I don't think so, punk.
But you're not like you're still you.
You think Clint Eastwood would have his wife? That character would have his wife go, "Honey, what are you doing in there? You're just a guy."
Yes. And don't be rude. I mean, like,
this is not, you know, the Chiba Hawk is the funny part. We need Chiba Hawk and then, you know, straight men and women.
This fights the sort of evergreen thing that we're doing, but at the same time, let's say, reading a book. Sketches live and die in their specifics. So maybe we decide what book it is.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's Gone Girl.
Maybe.
So, maybe. Mm-hmm. We don't know yet. So I don't want to give you a gravity bong again because you obviously don't know how it works because you seem to hit it with the sound of a normal bong. But actually, it would have been. Because the gravity is forcing the smoke up so fast and then you cough really hard. And coughing, actually, the cough gets you off a little bit because that's part of what makes you high is it opens up the capillaries in your lungs and lets the freaking weed juice get in there even stronger.
Wow. Okay.
So I can't really trust you with that.
Sure.
So what you're going to do is just roll up one of those awesome cross joints. If you remember Pineapple Express with Seth Rogen went viral showing you how to roll a cross joint. And it's like better because it's has a wide part in the middle. And him and Franco are like smoking that.
Yes.
Interesting story. Franco insisted on auditioning for that role, and they had wanted him to be the other one. And McBride's the bad guy. So you are going to roll up one of these cross joints, and then you're going to spark that up.
And then we'll see what happens
and
after
we'll
that.
And we'll see. We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll be a character and just to get you into it.
But my character is going to be there too.
Yeah, of course.
Wait. I didn't hear. Sorry, I didn't hear anyone rolling anything.
I didn't hear you roll up. I didn't hear you have to crumble up the bugs, take them off the stem.
Back to one.
Okay. Rolling.
Honey, what are you doing out there?
Yeah, what are you doing out there?
Reading Gone Girl.
Which part?
Clear the landing pad. Clear the landing pad. This way, Mr. President. This way. This way. Wait, Mr. President, what do you smell? You're smelling something. Get away from that shed.
Sup, can I hit that?
No, Mr. President.
Well, what? Actually, you should say yes
it's
in this one.
It's the president.
It's the president.
You wouldn't let President Chiba Hawk hit your cross joint?
Well, but let's see where it goes anyway.
What?
I can't allow that, sir.
I'm the freaking president.
I'm sorry.
Of the United States of Chiba.
I can't let you smoke it. It's just for me.
Superstar. And then I cartwheel in. I'm Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Well, so, that way, and the real yeah. thing we would have, that would, Molly Shannon was in town, and so she.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Mikey called her.
Yeah, yeah, Mikey like, called her. And said,
well, it's all a big show. Family. Even yeah. if you moved on from the show, you're still a part of the family.
Mm-hmm. What part of Gone Girl was it?
Yeah, what part of Gone Girl? You never told us.
When she's
your character should know.
And watch out for spoilers,
and
my
don't
friend.
Say, and don't say it's the part where you see Affleck's dick.
It's a book.
It's a freaking book.
When she's in the train and she's seeing stuff in the windows.
Are you thinking of Girl on the Train?
Oh, no, I'm not.
I
it's
think you okay. are. It kind of sounds like you are.
That was a prologue.
From what I know, it is the Girl on the Train.
It's the same character.
It is?
Yeah.
I think they live in the same universe.
Oh. Have you taken one single photo yet?
No.
You've been here for that. Like 45 minutes.
I'll do that right now.
Here, and can I say, pretend to take a photo of Sam?
Sure. Yeah,
don't let him know that anything is weird.
It's just going to be, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be strange if it's, because you were on that email.
Yes, it was. Can I take a photo like above him? So it looks like it's actually
that
him,
it could be
like
any engineer. That's good because by the yeah. time this comes out, we will want to, maybe it's to just know a, that we have an engineer here, but it was not necessarily
an extreme close up of like just the headphone.
Got it.
Yes. You remember his hand on the board?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does his hand have tattoos?
No. He was saying he's going to get spider webs tattooed up and down his hands, and freaking be like Spider-Man. Which
like shooting
sounds
out?
Expensive. I don't know. I didn't really understand. So we talked about movies. We've mm-hmm. talked about
books.
Chiba. We've talked about mm-hmm. reality TV. We've talked about books. Is there anything we want to cover? Newspapers or
yeah.
What kind of phone we have?
Mm-hmm.
Or we've talked about what foods we eat.
Politics.
Okay.
Politics could
and
be really
I didn't want to touch it, but Mookie, you're the guy who puts his finger on the third rail,
mm-hmm.
famously.
Mm.
President and with President Chiba Hawk, I could mm-hmm. hear
yeah.
you sort of getting at that.
Yeah.
And something that
like
we are
yeah.
agree with, which is that Gary Johnson is going to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got my vote.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about President Chiba Hawk and his latest directive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because by the time this airs, yeah, what would President Chiba Hawk
he'll
be
passing
up to?
A lot of laws.
Yes.
Yeah. A bong in every home.
Okay.
1,000 joints of light are lit.
Oh, 1,000 joints are lit.
Okay, yeah.
That's all I got so far.
Yeah,
we'll
no,
need
that's
probably
great.
Four
that's
more,
great. And okay. yeah, we need four more. And Hazel, do one after.
Yes, after your four, that should.
Read my lips. No new.
Uh huh. Hmm.
Waxes, which would be those little wax
yes.
strips of weed.
Uh-huh. Yes,
I did inhale.
Yes. I have a good one, but when you're done,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bake news.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
baked news.
Mm-hmm. That I don't know. Has
I don't
that happened
referring
yet?
To, but yeah.
I don't know where I.
Mm-hmm.
Came up with that, and
oh, I have
and of
one.
Course, finally, I am not a crook. Weed is legal. Okay,
I have one.
Wait, me first.
Okay,
I cannot tell a lie. I did smoke down that fatty tree.
Yeah, brother,
that's dope. Mine is walk softly and carry a tie stick.
These were all very good.
Yeah.
And evergreen.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. Freaking green.
With President Chiba Hawk in office?
Yeah. Yeah. Evergreen party.
4 score and 7 weeds ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Of course.
Yeah. And now they're just coming. Now I can't stop thinking of them. I'm not going to keep saying them, but now I have like a million.
Should we plug stuff that is maybe going to be
Yeah. Let's just, let's go ahead and start plugging things that are going to be happening.
For us?
Yeah. Like live shows or
right.
anything we've got coming out.
Right.
Performances.
I know Now Hear This Fest will still be going on.
Yeah. In the future. That'll be super successful.
And we will not be appearing in it.
Yeah. I know Stitcher Premium will keep
making originals. Yes, that will definitely be around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be called Stitcher Premium at that point. It's called Howl right now.
Can think about some stuff, Mookie, for like what you will be most likely to want to plug.
Right. Well, check me out every Saturday night.
Yes.
On Saturday Night Live. Chiba Hawk is actually permanent host now.
Mm-hmm. And musical guest.
And musical guest, yeah.
Do you want to do his new single?
I'd love to. Sup, guy, hit that. Sup, guy, hit that. Sup, guy, hit that. Sup, guy, hit that. Sup, sup. What's up, dude? What you doing? Can I hit that? What's up, dude? What's up, dude? Let me hit that. Let me hit that. Sup, you hit that? Sup, you hit that? What's up, dude? Sup, you hit that? Sup, can I hit that? Sup, what's up? Sup, sup, can I hit that? Sup, what's up?
So, yeah, that's been number one on the radio. Mm-hmm.
And for you, which is now just called Stitcher Premium.
Yeah, and check that out on radio.
Yeah, all radio is Stitcher Premium.
All radio is now called Stitcher Premium, which is huge.
Yeah, subscribe to Stitcher Premium, and you can listen to that as many times as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And we are no longer on Earwolf at this point.
No. Why would we be?
That would be.
Financially, it's very stupid.
And we're talking about the sad thing with Kevin. Imagine how sad it would be. I didn't want to bring this up.
And we were still on Earwolf.
But when this show airs, whatever, like months and months from now, if we were still doing it on Earwolf exactly the way it is now.
Still doing it on Earwolf in the exact same way. We're, 3+ years into it.
Instead of our plan. Look, I mean, like, we won't run this, but, like, you know, by this time, we will have gone to Feral with the Sklars. Unless they betray us or something.
No, if they stab us in the back. If the Sklars literally get behind our back and use their secret twin language to talk about some kind of backdoor deal and slice us out of it, then, yeah, we'd be fucked. We'd be stuck at Earwolf for a long time because this Feral deal that we're looking at is really juicy. It's a huge choice.
That's huge.
Plum nectar.
Yes.
And
it's dripping.
And it's dripping. It drips down your chin and just ruins your shirt.
This deal?
Yeah. This is that. It's that kind of deal. It's fuck you, money. Yes. You know? Go to somebody who has fuck you money and you tell them fuck you.
I thought it was because they're twins.
Yes. No, it's both. But it's us and the Sklars. We all host a show together now. And it's like sports and entertainment and Burger King.
Yeah. And you review chain restaurants.
We have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
This is like in the future,
Yeah.
I think we are all going to be doing that.
In fact, mm-hmm. I think everything will be a chain.
Yeah.
And on every corner, there's going to be a French Laundry.
Yes. Honestly, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. And they'll be selling, yes, like and burgers selling, and, yeah, yeah like yeah, fake yeah. burgers and
they're
chips.
They're going to be selling like McDonald's burgers.
Yes, Snooki, yes, everyone is going to be selling
McDonald's. It's all Snooki burgers now. Burgers.
Yeah, can I get a Snooki burger with extra JWoww?
Oh, my God. But it's true. But it's true.
That's the name of the sauce. Snooki burger with extra JWoww.
Yeah, and would you like the situation with that?
Yeah, on a situation bun.
Yeah. And Polly fries.
I shudder to think, but it is real.
That's true.
We should dedicate this episode to Sam's memory as well, probably.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And maybe we play a clip of Sam, just like Sam wishing everyone well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, we'll put some nice music under it and we'll have Sam just saying like,
hey. So just Sam, like a nice message. Like to your friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to Earwolf. But this will not be on Earwolf. So it should be to Feral Audio, probably.
Yeah. Say yes to Feral Audio, just a message to your fans, friends, etc.
Hey, everybody at Feral. Could you imagine if the motorcycle was a bong?
Ugh.
And not a bomb, but like a marijuana bong.
And you hit the tailpipe?
Yeah.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.